writer's studio masterclasses, and special gatherings surrounding the stories and topics that matter to you, like renowned Canadian authors Danny Ramadan, Helen Humphreys, Vincent Anioke, Carol Off, Lisa Moore, and MJ Vasanji, alongside a trivia night, brunches and lunches, an open mic, and a cabaret-style evening in honor of Stephen Hyten. For more information, festival passes, and single event tickets, check out kingstonwritersfest.ca. Student pricing for many events is available.
Danger, danger. The following contains explicit content. Please use caution while you are tuned in.
Hello, you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcast from Cruthers Hall in Kingston, Ontario. My name is Cooper, and this is The Rat Ring. This is the 26th airing. The music today will be kind of arbitrary. I'm sorry, I wish I could do more themed episodes, and it is nice when I do them. It's just school has started again, so I've been a bit busy, and my dumbass took 6 courses, so I've got a pretty full plate. Anyway, here is something.
For your sins in the church. You do it in the streets. You do it at home. The rest is bullshit and you know it.
That was Piss Angel by Pig Destroyer, Monsieur Le Beau by Flesh Parade, Car Battery Interrogation by Deterioration, Delicious Gory Fun by Hemdale, The Hillside Stranglers by Dahmer, Shooting Spree by Archigathus, IR by Fuck the Fact, and Silence the Narc by Jarhead Fertilizer. The Kingston Fair just happened, and I did go there with my girlfriend, and we were getting on this ride. You know how rides have the seatbelt and the like bar that goes above you. We put the bar down on ourselves, and like the guy's walking by, and he's seeing me about to buckle the seatbelt on as well, and he goes, "Oh, you don't need that." I just, you know, went okay, and then didn't do the seatbelt. And as he was walking away, he did not mutter this under his breath or anything. I just heard him say, like, "Don't gotta be a pussy about it." Like, okay, I'll admit it. He ate me the fuck up. Like, I was being a pussy about it. Yeah, otherwise, nothing really happened. I did just today go down to Canada Computers, and I hate the fact that they have clear bags, dude. You sell expensive computer parts. I do not want to be seen walking around with like $120 worth of PC parts very clearly visible through the bag in my hand. Why do they do that? I am like walking around asking to be robbed, and every time I go there, it is my fault. I just forget to bring my own bag and end up walking around like a fucking idiot. Oh, what I did just buy was an SSD, because I'm really fucking sick of me needing to add games to my SSD to make it, you know, work right. Like, Rust runs like fucking shit if it's not on my SSD. Borderline unplayable. Same with Counter-Strike 2, and it takes a really long time to load into games to the point where I get kicked when I'm playing Rainbow. Like, it's just annoying, basically. So I bought another SSD. Oh, by the way, if you don't know anything about computers, I'll just quickly say, an SSD is storage, except it's premium because it's quick. And a lot of games just assume you're going to put it on your SSD, even though you shouldn't do that, because, you know, if you put your Windows on your SSD like I did and have a slow hard drive as your main storage, the more you put on your SSD, the slower your PC is. Anyway, you're not supposed to put stuff on it beyond Windows. But I kept doing it because I wanted to play Rust. It's no longer an issue now, though. Anyway, I'm going to stop yapping. The idea for this episode, because I just did that kind of grindcore segment, and I thought, oh, I'll just structure it kind of based around my favorite genres. So, as you just heard, it starts with grindcore. Next up, I'm gonna do some death metal, and then punk. It's not like a hierarchy. I kind of go between the three genres as my favorites. It's just grind to death to punk is like it's a nice descent in extremity. Anyway, here's the death metal section.
Be the light and death.
Revived Half Dead by Mortal Decay, Tug of War Intestines by Skinless, Grave of the Fathers by Cryptopsy, Skull Crusher by Noxus, Gutter Christ by Feel Speedball, and Children of Redemption by Thorazine. Ugh, that was a fucking gross sound from my tongue. Just hit all the saliva at the bottom of my mouth. My friend, he retold me a story that I had forgotten about. And my god, it's not really a story, it's just something really funny that he did. He was doing construction at this undisclosed site for an undisclosed group of people, and he saw on their fridge a bunch of like stickers that were like, "I heart fracking," like, "cut the tax," and like a bunch of that shit all over their break room and whatnot. So what he did was he then opened their fridge, took their tuna steaks, and hid them really far in like a spot that would be difficult for people to find, hoping it would rot, because I mean, fuck those guys. It's just such a like, it's such a petty thing to do, but it is 100% deserved for those kinds of people. I mean, I don't need to make a point. If you don't think that fracking and selling and producing more oil at this point is bad, you're a fucking idiot. Next up is punk. I really am running out of time, and I gotta squeeze in some new music. The only new song that I've played so far was Skull Crushing Defilement by Noxus, and that song is okay. it sucks with the new stuff because it's really, especially with the genres that I listen to, a lot of the new stuff sucks. So, anyway, I'm gonna have to squeeze that in there. I have managed to keep myself at 33% Canadian content, which I'm shocked by, but fuck you, music.
I don't know if it is, it's just a field to me. Ops, Hunters Point, feel mo. Asking some questions, did nobody know.
Thank you. sigan empujando.
¡Echa como deja!
A lot of punk songs. I'm not reading them all out. You can check out the set list and figure out what they were at @the_rat_ring on Instagram. I'm glad I didn't have to make too many compromises in terms of quality, because I'll admit it, there have been several times where I've been not happy with a song I had to put in and just kind of had to deal with it because it's the best of the new arrivals in this genre, or it happens to be another Canadian artist, and I don't want to keep reusing the same ones. Either way, I did not have to do that this episode, and I'm glad. I was worried I would, because I decided to span fucking three genres, but it worked out. Anyway, thank you for having listened.
On CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. You never know what you're gonna get.
From the Say Magazine studios in Sarasota, Florida, welcome to Indigenous in Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay, from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Coming up in 30 minutes, we welcome from the Cowichan Valley, BC, the creators of Blue Moon Marquee. A.W. Cardinal and Jasmine Collette will be in the spotlight. They currently hold the title for Blues Album of the Year at this year's 2024 Juno Awards. And their current album, Scream, Holler, and Haul, is doing well and climbing the